This is the Steve Gerber Show on the Michigan Talk Network.
President Trump promised he would replace NAFTA with a better deal for the United States, Mexico, and Canada if elected. He moved forward on that, and approving a new NAFTA should be a no-brainer for the new Congress, but who knows what's going to happen now that the Democrats are in charge. We'll have to follow and find out. My next guest is Dr. Pinar Wilbur. She's a chief economist at the American Council for Capital Formation. Doctor, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Good to have you here. All right, so as you look at this deal, NAFTA wasn't perfect. There are some things in this deal that could have been different, stronger, better, but overall, most agree that it's a better deal than what we had previously. What are your thoughts?
In some senses, yes. Oh, don't forget that NAFTA was a 25-year-old agreement, and 25 years ago, we didn't have many of the things that we have now, so it needed an update. And this kind of does that. It kind of brings it to the 21st century. but, you know, in other senses, some people might not agree with some of the auto provisions that were introduced into the system. But overall, I think it's, as you said, it's a no-brainer.
However, everything's political these days, Doctor, as you know, and so there's nothing certain, except that we're certain the Democrats want to do things to put roadblocks in front of this president. We see that fairly often. Do you think this will turn into a political football with the Democrats demanding changes? Because if that happens and other changes occur, we'll be well into a new presidency in Mexico as well. So things will change south of the border. And so where do you see this going?
I don't know whether Democrats will pick this as a fight, because NAFTA is very important for the economy of the United States. Don't forget, you know, the economies of all three countries are intertwined, and we are really benefiting from each other. So this will be another fight that will not really help U.S. economy. So many people think that probably Democrats will stay away from this fight. But again, as you said, nothing is certain in Washington, D.C. And, you know, we might have some pushback from the other two countries. Who knows?
Well, there is that possibility, although both countries apparently had, from what I understand, agreed with the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement as it has been put forth. When you look at this agreement, what are some of the things that you like when you review what has been agreed to?
I really like that. I really like the fact that they kept some of the investor-state dispute settlement for certain industries, which protects the U.S. investment overseas, especially in Mexico, like for energy sector and telecom. I would like that to be blanketed for all the sectors, because we don't know what's going to happen in 10, 15 years. We don't know what industry will be the star of that time. But for now, I think energy sector is very important. And don't forget, Mexico is a developing country, and they really rely on our natural gas. So it's very important to keep those. There's also some IP patent protection, which was important. There was an opening of dairy market for United States and Canada. I think it was a win for our dairy producers and some of our agricultural folks. There are still things that I don't like. For example, we are still keeping the steel and aluminum tariffs for Mexico and Canada, and I think they're trying to bargain over that. But that was not, you know, that's not good, because it's still going to increase the cost of our cars.
Certainly.
Which will make it, which will, you know, make it less competitive overseas.
Dr. Pinar Wilbur here.
Compared to the Asian market.
Dr. Pinar Wilbur here on the Steve Gerber Show discussing the new NAFTA, if you will. One of the things that I know was targeted by people that said they didn't like this added in there, and that was dictating wages of individuals working in Mexico or Canada or the United States when it came to building cars. You mentioned cars, so this comes up. Setting a minimum wage, if you will, and dictating how much must be paid to workers that are building auto parts or manufacturing automobiles. What is your take on that?
As an economist, especially an economist who relies on free markets, I'm not really a big fan of dictating wages, especially on another country. So what this agreement does is, first of all, it requires 75% of the cars to be built in North America in order to not have any car tariffs or car taxes, as you might say. And then 30% of that production has to come from high-wage workers. That's $16 an hour, and it will rise to 40% of that in 2023. That's really high. That's three times the wages in Mexico. The hope is that, you know, some of this production will come back to the United States and Canada. It will benefit the two high-wage countries. However, our thinking is probably that's going to shut down some of the smaller plants in Mexico, especially smaller car plants that are producing for lower-income people, or you might say that for lower-priced cars. So that might close those things, and ultimately, again, it's going to increase the prices of the cars. And also, you have to think long-term. If a country can dictate wages on international trade agreements, we don't know what's going to happen in the future. What happens if we have another superpower in the future who decides to dictate wages in the United States? Would we like that? I am pretty sure not. And so that's the reason I'm not really keen on including wages and other other social goals into trade agreements.
Right. That's something, however, the Democrats will embrace and will like. So it's probably there to stay.
Of course.
Yeah, it's probably there to stay. As an economist, Doctor, I'll give you the last word.
Well, you know what? Again, the agreement or the new agreement is better than not having an agreement. So it's a no-brainer. And the economy is booming. We have a 3.5% growth in Michigan. We have a 4% unemployment, which was way below the 14% we had in mid-2009. So I think, it's no-brainer in order to keep this economy steaming ahead.
All right, Doctor. Greatly appreciate you taking time to be here. We'll keep an eye on this new deal to see whether or not it makes its way through. But thank you for being here with us today.
Thank you.
There you go. The new NAFTA, obviously, or if you will, the USMCA, it will have a lot of impact on Michigan. We have a bigger stake in this than most. I can tell you that. This part of the program brought to you by Fresh Start Tax Solutions. They are here to help. If you don't know what's going on with your taxes, or you need to have some help because you've gotten behind or haven't paid your taxes, or the IRS is pounding on your door, well, Chris McClatcher is here to help with Fresh Start Tax Solutions. More than 25 years of experience helping people just like you and specializing for people right here in Michigan. Go to SteveGruber.com, click on the Fresh Start banner to find out more. SteveGruber.com, click on the Fresh Start banner to find out more.